Fergal, a disappointing afternoon for Tyrone. The All-Ireland title is gone, but Armagh were very difficult opponents and you could never find a way to get around them.
Yeah, you have to hand it to Armagh. They played very well, a strong performance. We had a couple of warnings earlier in the year about them and we still couldn't match it today, so we have to congratulate them and look at ourselves, and that's life, that's football.
The early goal gave you a great boost. You just weren't able to build on that. Armagh got themselves organised very quickly and got themselves on top in most of the key areas.
Yeah, we got a good start with a goal, and you know, you hope that kicks you on. We didn't tag on a few points and we struggled to build the lead a bit better, and then Armagh hit us for one. Then we were chasing, and once you're chasing, it's very hard, you know, and that was the story of the day, and maybe it's the story of the year, chasing.
Had that intensity that Tyrone didn't seem to be able to match.
Well, I thought our boys went at it right and hard out there too. There was a fair pace to it, and Tyrone were trying hard too. You know, we just come up short in the scoreboard in a sense, and we were always chasing the game. And listen, we have to deal with it now. I hope the young Mackin's okay, and I know Niall Grimley suffered a bad injury with Armagh too. So listen, these things are important too. So we just have to live with it. We've lost a football match, and that's it.
Is there any, looking at it, it's often early, but just to reflect on why you didn't quite get back up to the level you did last August, July, August, September?
It's a very intangible and very difficult thing, just in terms of focus and hunger and all those things, you know, it's very hard to put your finger on it. We thought we would kickstart someday, and we thought today might kickstart us, but it didn't, and that's our issue to deal with now, you know, dealing with living with success. It's not easy, and we saw it all year, really.
Is there any difference in the camp, Fergal, than sense that just things weren't at the same level in training?
Subtle differences? No, not a lot, really. Not a lot throws you off kilter out on an intensive match like that. So anything was fairly subtle and nuanced, to be honest. There's nothing very, very obvious, so we'll just have to review it and see if there is something we can identify. But, you know, boys will go back with their clubs, and footballers are resilient, and they'll just get on with it, and we'll have to regroup at some stage and go at it again.
You haven't been involved in the previous All-Irelands, Fergal, but do you think, is there a psychological issue there affecting Tyrone teams that they don't seem to be able to defend an All-Ireland title? That's the fourth time, and It's not happening again this year.
Well, in fairness, I don't think it's discreet to Tyrone. I think lots of teams struggle. Limerick hurlers struggled badly with their first All Ireland there, and you know, it's not. I don't think it's a discreet issue to Tyrone. It's just it's a matter which probably invades a lot of counties when they win, and a lot of football teams. So listen, you'd love to win back to back All Irelands all the way like the Dubs, but it hasn't happened. We haven't done it, and we just have to deal with it.